Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Exciting first segment for everyone out there. We're talking about what will soon be the former Highmark Stadium. And the reason we have to say former is because the new stadium, also Highmark Stadium. And we are talking this segment with the authors of the new book hitting shelves, or have hit shelves, One Bills Drive, the Buffalo Bills' greatest home games between 1973 and 2025, Bud Bailey and Greg Tranter. Fellas, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Greg, starting with you, what was the inspiration to get this thing up and rolling?
Well, I was really interested in doing some kind of book about the stadium back in 2021, anticipating their 50th anniversary of the stadium. And so I surveyed a group of football historians that are members of the Pro Football Researchers Association of Western New York and basically asked them to give me, what are your top games that you've ever seen at the stadium? Then I kind of put it on the shelf. I didn't end up doing a 50th anniversary book. And then I approached Bud this past January and said, hey, Bud, the stadium's closing. How about we do a book about the greatest games played there? And he was very enthusiastic. And so we started writing stories.
Bud, what did the beginning of this conversation look like? How did you start getting games on the list?
Well, Greg had a basic list of great games that we started with, as he said, and then we went through the previous few years from the 2025 standpoint to come up with additions to that list over the past 4 years. So we came up with 86 games that could have been in the book. All right, and we said, all right, that's a little unrealistic. No one wants to read that much. So we decided to cut down to 50, and we both voted for our 50 best games. And almost remarkably, 47 of them matched. So I said to Greg, we got no problems here. we can get to 50 really easily, which we did. So and then it was just a matter of eventually ranking them. But realistically, the rankings are all in fun and not, you know, the definitive word on it. But we wanted to get what we thought were the best 50 games in the book.
Can you share with us what missed out at 51?
Ooh, there were a few of them. And Greg, do you remember what was 51?
I don't remember 51. The one I remember that I hated to give up was the 2014 game between the Bills and the Vikings, and Sammy Watkins caught a touchdown pass with 2 seconds left, and we won by 1 point.
Oh.
And that one didn't make the list. So that was one that I definitely remember was close to the cutoff point.
You know, Greg, looking at the book, I mean, you do have a number of games during the drought. I mean, you have one of the most heartbreaking games, I think, as any Bills fan during the drought in early 2005. But when you're looking at those drought games, what went into those rankings? Because, you know, that's 17 years of just heartbreak at that stadium.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking for meaningful games, meaningful outcomes, right? So like the 2003 game that the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0, right? That was very remembrance, even though it was during the drought. Like, everybody remembers that game because we hardly ever beat the Patriots, right? So it was games like that that we thought significantly stood out more so to the fans than maybe the historical relevance of the game. And of course, as you note, we thought it was very important to include games that the Bills lost that were meaningful and maybe some of the most painful for Bills fans.
I mean, there's a game on this list that the Bills lost that is the reason I don't like the Bills wearing the standing Buffalo jerseys on Monday night.
Yes.
It never brings us any luck.
Joe, let me just jump in on that. Yeah. I just looked, and there's three games from the years from 2000 to 2009 that are included, and two of them are losses. So I think that says a lot about how that decade went for the Bills.
It sure does. You know, but looking at that, you know, because, I mean, that 17 years, the Bills make the playoffs when I'm in fifth grade and don't make the playoffs again until I'm a year before I turn 30. so, you know, people my age, they're going to remember that building for, you know, the games. And, yeah, there were some great games during that time. They're going to remember that drought. But if we look at the Bills' history throughout this building, yeah, there have been some great years. But even outside of the drought, there have been some tough seasons while the Bills have been playing at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, take it from a guy who covered some games in the late 70s before Chuck Knox got here, and then in the 80s before Jim Kelly arrived. I spent a lot of time in losing locker rooms, let's put it that way, and bleak losing locker rooms. And somebody asked me if Joe Dufek was in the book, who was one of the starting quarterbacks in the really bad years of the mid-80s, and said, well, couldn't find a reason to get him included, actually.
Well, I got to tell you... I got to tell you guys, I was teasing the segment with Bellavia in the last segment, and he brought up a game that surprisingly is in the book, November 22nd, 1981. He remembers that, as he tells it, it was won on a Hail Mary.
Yes, long pass to Roland Hooks in the last seconds won the game, and I remember that specifically because I was doing radio work then, and in that situation, when it goes down to the last minute, I called in a report complete explaining how the Patriots had beaten the Bills and told them, as soon as the game is over, air it. And, of course, that play happened, so what did I have to do but call back the network and say, kill that story, don't let it run, let me give you a new one. You know, that's the frantic life of a radio broadcaster in that situation. But, you know, that was a terrific game, as it turned out, and obviously Roland Hooks, maybe best moment.
You know, Bud, you mentioned, you know, some of the tougher years, and when the stadium first opened, I noticed the first game in the book is a preseason game, and it's funny because I've done, you know, what will your memory be of Highmark Stadium, and a lot of people call in saying they remember as a kid going and getting a coin at the gate, or, you know, getting some kind of memorabilia from that first preseason game at the stadium. What was the vibe when this stadium opened, and how does it compare to what's ramping up for the new stadium?
Well, I think it's a different feeling. I did not go to the first game, but my mother did, oddly enough, and she had a seat in the top row, one row from the second to last row in the upper deck, so she could practically see Lake Erie from there. And she got there in the second quarter because the traffic was so bad. And what she and everybody else would remember about that game, it was Buffalo Bills are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. And there was some doubt until that stadium was actually completed, because War Memorial Stadium had obviously deteriorated. This one, I think it was almost like, well, you're not going to move the Bills because the team is so well settled and doing so well now. It's just a matter of getting a facility that's up to date. So in that sense, it's a different situation, but there's still a lot of excitement about the new place.
Greg, decades from now, when people are looking back on Buffalo sports history, how will this building be remembered?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it'll really be twofold. One, what you guys just talked about, that, you know, this really put Buffalo into the major leagues and that the team was going to be here for a long time. The second is we're still the only team in NFL history to go to four consecutive Super Bowls and win four consecutive AFC championships. And three of those four were won at home. They were won here. And then, of course, people are always going to remember the greatest comeback. I think there was a lot of thrills and spells. And also, I think people will remember the tailgating experience, because at the old War Memorial Stadium, there wasn't really a tailgating experience. And then with the big parking lots and everything, you know, the tailgating experience is ultimately what's led to Bills Mafia.
For sure. It's where Bills Mafia was born, at the first Highmark Stadium.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Bud, you know, looking back through these games and, you know, obviously spanning the lifetime of the building, that Bills-Patriots game, I read your guys' section on that, and let me tell you, I feel my fingers going numb again. That was such an important game because, yes, the Bills had made the playoffs at home the year before, but only so many people could go. This was the first time in forever that building was rocking for a wild card playoff game. That is a game that I think people are going to remember forever.
Yeah, I think so. And just going through, as I said, with 86 games that we said could have been in the book, there are a lot of great memories there. And the funny thing is, you know, but in probably a couple of years from now, we're going to be standing by the new stadium and look across the street and see a parking lot and say, you know, I had a lot of fun over there. And, you know, it's going to be an odd feeling just to see a parking lot and all that. But times change, and the new place will have its own good memories in a matter of moments.
I want to ask you both this question, Bud. Starting with you, you know, I love the current stadium. You know, so many people are excited to move to the new stadium, and don't get me wrong, I'll be excited once it's there. But you know, you look at the stadium, and it's not the stadium of every other NFL team. It's in its own way has character. You know what I mean? Like, in its own way, it is its own stadium apart from the other ones. And I'll tell you, I'm going to miss that. What about you?
I think my feelings are kind of like the ones I had were for Memorial Auditorium when the new place was getting ready to be built. And I had so many good times in at the Odd, hockey, basketball, concerts, whatever. And it's an emotional moment to say goodbye to it. But on the other hand, the place was falling apart. And we obviously needed a new structure, and it served its purpose well for 56 years. And now this stadium is about to die. And, you know, there were episodes of severe problems with the infrastructure there. And I think we can say to that stadium, well, a job well done. It's time to move on to the next one.
Greg, what about you? What do you think about this building and its character?
Yeah, so for me, it's going to be a major loss because I've basically spent my life there. I've been a season ticket holder for many, many years. I've spent just about every Sunday that they're home at that place, and I grew up there. I mean, I think I went to my first game there at 16 years old, and now I'm in my 60s. So I have that's football to me. That's Bills football. You know, I'm sure I'll like the new place, but I'm going to shed a tear to walk out of the old place for the last time. I can tell you there's a lot of fan emotion in this place. And I'm just so much hoping we can win the AFC championship there and go to the Super Bowl this year, because that would be the perfect way to close the stadium.
Well, they better, because I have a wedding the day before the AFC championship game in Winston-Salem, and I have a flight that's getting back on ground in Buffalo at 11 a.m. So my whole day is planned around the Bills being in that game at Highmark Stadium.
That's good. I'm glad.
You know, Greg, I got
to
say,
we'll have to rewrite the book if that happens, of course.
Hey, it's like when someone can't get a track in on time as a musician and they have to do the bonus copy of the CD. I think you guys should have that ready to go. Greg, I have to say, I agree with you a lot about going to that stadium. It's the only NFL, you know, outside. I mean, I've gone to other ones, but that's when I think of the Bills, I think of that building. And, you know, I sit up in the nosebleeds. I'm five rows from being out of the stadium. And And what I'm going to miss, outside the games, obviously, is my view of downtown. Like, the new building will not give me that. Like, I am going to miss that, and I'll tell you, the last game of that stadium is, I'm going to be looking at that view from my seats for the very last time, and it's going to be emotional.
Yes, without question. Yeah, there's just been so many, you know, wonderful games there, wonderful experiences. And like I said, too, the tailgate experience, I mean, it's not just a football game. It's a big community event every Sunday home game. And I'm sure the new stadium will have a similar vibe. I do worry a little bit about, you know, will Bills Mafia be able to really afford to go to the new stadium? I certainly hope so, because to me, that's what makes Buffalo unique.
Greg Tran.
Tip when you go to your last game there.
Yes.
Make sure you can see it and take a picture, because, you know, it's been known to snow in Orchard Park, and that view can be obscured.
That's a great point. You know, Sunday, I am going to make sure I get that picture for one last time. Hey, I thought of a last question because of something you said, Bud, talking about the odd. How, in your mind, does the odd compare to the stadium for Buffalo sports significance?
There's an interesting question, actually. I think the one thing the odd has in its favor is that it had so many different events in there. And the football stadium obviously had 8 or 9 regular season games per year and a couple playoff games here and there. And I think the memories of the odd are a little stronger for that reason. Just so much stuff went on, and people went there in anticipation of a good time. With the Bills, I think it was just a different story because it was mostly football. Yeah, there were some concerts there, but it's mostly remembered as a football facility, and I guess that's the difference between the two for me.
Yeah, I get that. Greg, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a football guy than you know, hockey or the other sports that were played in the arena. You know, so to me, I just have a much stronger connection, you know, to the football stadium.
Greg Tranter and Bud Bailey. Guys, thank you so much. Great book, by the way. Really appreciated looking through this, from games that I'm too young to remember and to games that when I read through the summary, it's like I'm right back in the middle of the drought. But I really, really appreciate the read, and I appreciate you guys joining me. And if that AFC Championship game does happen, I'm looking forward to the bonus coverage.
I appreciate this, Joe. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Again, that's Greg Tranter and Bud Bailey. The book is One Bills Drive, the Buffalo Bills' Greatest Home Games, 1973 through 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.